Drive
with Jules Schiller.
Jules
on ABC Radio Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill.
I don't know about you, but I've always been pretty complacent when it comes to the security of my iPhone. I think I'm not dumb enough to click on a link. And then I suddenly realise there's a hack where I don't have to click on a link, and I realise maybe I've been a bit naive. Let's go to a freelance internet and technology writer. His name is Stilgarian. He joins us now. Welcome, Stilgarian.
Good evening, Jules.
How can you hack a phone without clicking on a link?
Because software is broken, the internet is terrible, and nothing works. Answer to that. To put it more politely, building the operating system, the operating software for something like a smartphone is incredibly complex. Mistakes are made, and smart people figure out how they can get around the protections built in the phone. Now, in this case, NSO Group, the Israeli company, this is what they specialize in. And their job, it's one of those things, if you write this stuff and you're a Russian cyber criminal, it's called malware, malicious software. If you write the same sort of things and sell them to a government, it's called spyware or illegal intercept and so on. But in this case, you know, this is what NSO does. They produce these things so that you just need to send the phone a message. And it's crafted in such a way it'll find its way through some vulnerability, wow, some flaw in the software, and it does that before you even know you've got a message. You simply won't know about it. And it's the most, the most prized, obviously, thing to be able to sell, because you can sell it to law enforcement agencies, and that's what they do. So when we see laws coming through that say, you know, the ASIO or the federal police now have the power to get a warrant and hack into someone's phone if they're a terrorist or international drug criminal or a child sex abuse material producer, this is the kind of thing that they're buying.
So what can they do when they get into your phone, Stilgarian?
Anything. What? Absolutely anything.
They can record you operate your camera?
They can turn on the camera without the little red or green light coming on. They can just download all your messages. Even if you're running encrypted communications like WhatsApp or Signal or Telegram, that message still has to be decrypted so you can read it and display it on the screen for you to read. Well, they can look at that. They can take screenshots. They can pretend to be you and send text messages, wow, without you knowing that you've sent a text message, literally anything.
This is pretty scary stuff, Stilgarian. So Apple have put out this patch, and if you do have an iPhone, go to your settings and go to your software updates, and there'll be one there for you. So you should download this pronto, Stilgarian.
Well, yes, and to be honest, you always should. And in this case, I think it's interesting because people are saying, wow, this is one that you won't be able to detect that you've been hacked by this company. And okay, that's something to worry about. But security updates come out all the time to fix things where someone else can hack you by other means, the criminals and so on. So you should always deal with security updates promptly. And funnily enough, I was just in a conference session today where security researchers again said, yep, whenever there's a brand new security vulnerability found, the bad guys around the world, as soon as they find out about it, are using it within 24 to 48 hours.
Wow, Stilgarian. Just lately, what's winning? Is it encryption or de-encryption?
Wow. It's one of those things where this is a cold war, you know, a cold war and an arms race. It does feel like, well, I can actually say this, I think. We can tell that the encrypted tools are getting better, because the cops are out there demanding more laws to be able to hack.
Right, okay. That's a good sign.
If they were happy with. That's perhaps not fair, but it is fair to say NSO Group, they'd bought out a company called Circles, and their software was one which would just locate a phone, punch in the phone number, and wow, within moments, its location in the world is tracked down. Now, that's actually not that hard, because the global international phone system has to know where you are to know where to send your calls.
It's not comforting, you know, to say it's Bangkok, not very hard.
If you go to Bangkok, it has to know to send your calls to Bangkok. So that's not so secret. But yeah, look, NSO, you know, they've been around a while. They're from Israel. And Israel is really good at ciders, can I just say. They don't talk about it a lot, but they're one of the best players in the world. Now, you might think, okay, they sell their software to various countries, but, you know, amongst them are such paragons of democracy as Saudi Arabia, Yemen.
Well, we do have to leave it there still, Gary. We've got to get to the news headlines, but thank you as always.